What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Feitzel, and on today's episode, I am titling it The Perfect Struggle because I would like to talk about the end of the year. I'm releasing this on December 24th, so I'm not launching it on Monday, Christmas Day, just because obviously there's going to be a lot less of you able to listen to it, and I would like to talk to you before the holiday, before we get into full-on holiday family mode, even though the 24th is kind of getting into that. Maybe a lot of you are getting those last-minute Christmas presents and you're just checking in on the podcast before getting started. Or maybe you're listening to this a year from now. Either way, I think you're going to find it valuable. And I just want to start off by saying how grateful I am for all of you listening to this show, because last year, 2023, I'm concluding with over 500,000 downloads between the podcast and the YouTube channel. And it's just really crazy for me to think that on 500,000 separate occasions, you guys got in your car or started doing chores. Whenever you listen to the podcast, you said, I'm not going to listen to Joe Rogan. I'm not going to listen to my favorite song right now. I'm going to listen to Derek rant about whatever he's got on his mind right now. And there's some ranty episodes, and then there's some very tactical episodes. And I came out with 94 episodes last year. I didn't go down to one episode a week until recently, and even then I've still probably come out with a second episode a week on half of the weeks. So really been doing my absolute best to keep this show alive, fresh, and exactly what it needs to be, because I think if there's something that's different about this show than other ones, there's way more successful people that you could be listening to, but they were at the phase that you're in 10 years ago, and for that reason, it makes it very hard for their story to relate to you, especially because the tactics that they had to do to make it are completely different. The business opportunities that they found are now gone. And I'm in the weeds with you. I'm maybe a bit further than some of you just because I'm full-time and I've got multiple businesses going. I think I've started like 9 different online businesses since the start of this podcast. And most have not worked, but enough have. And I have just figured out my 2 new businesses that I'm going to do going into next year. So maybe I'll dive into that a little bit more. Let me make this a little bit more about you guys first. But truly, thank you so fucking much, because that is just incredible. And it does make me a little bit emotional, to be honest, to think about. So wrapping up the year here, the year always kind of like flies by, but at the same time, you look back and you say, okay, well, where was I in June? Where was I in January? And if you're like me, you probably are experiencing just a tremendous amount of growth. I feel like there's so much of the world that was on this same path where they feel like they just grew so much last year. And it's really funny because this day last year was like a really significant day to the start of my growth. Like this very day, December 23rd last year, was, man, I really don't want to get into the details of this too much. I was pursuing a certain girl, and I had made like a big grand gesture on this day a year ago, and it kind of worked, and then I completely self-sabotaged that. And that was really the start. It was the straw that broke the camel's back for my growth this last year. And regardless of if it was relationship-based or business-based or whatever, you probably had some kind of defining canon moment that was just the start of a massive wave of growth for you this last year. So for me, I said, okay, what you just did, it worked. You had the girl that you were interested in you. And then for whatever reason, I self-sabotaged the whole thing. And I had to dissect that. And I got to the bottom of my, real personal issues that reflected in every aspect of life. And a lot of what was covering up me being able to deal with that was addiction. And now at this point of the year, I have successfully conquered every vice that I have pretty much this year. Marijuana being the biggest one. If you listen to this show, you kind of know what I was going through, and I will be doing some content on that later on how to really just completely get that out of your life to the point that you just don't even want it anymore. Because it's one thing to say, I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe you have like a shopping addiction. Maybe you have, you know, alcohol or literally any kind of vice that you have. There's like the willpower method to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make it 30 days without doing said thing. And then there's the method where you get it in your head that you just have a complete negative association with it and you genuinely don't want it. And I'm pleased to say that that was a catalyst in my growth this year. My productivity has been up 300%. From removing these vices from my life, and I'm excited to share the tactical side with you. But as you guys are drawing on your experience from this next year and you're getting into the next year, what's the best way to process this? Because life keeps moving on, right? We're getting to the end of the year. It feels like a break time, and you deserve a break. And I think I have two ways that I motivate myself, and really, anyone has two sources of motivation, negative and positive motivation. So that's going to be the more tactical side of this episode that I'm going to talk about. What is negative motivation? What is positive motivation? And why do you need both? Negative motivation would be you drawing on things like, what if I can't hit my goal? Oh my God, that would suck. I better get to work right now. Oh man, we're all gonna die. I better not die with regrets. I wanna make sure that I leave a legacy, so let me get to work right now. And that side of motivation is actually the more necessary one to have because it's not innate in a lot of people. The positive motivation would be, oh, someone told me they love my music today, so I'm gonna keep making music. This is so great. And that motivation is great, but it does not last. And it is frail because as soon as the negative things come in your life, then you don't, it slows you down or it makes you quit. So someone says they don't like your singing voice and that makes you quit rather than, you know what, I'll show them, right? So you need both. So you need the positive and the negative motivation. And I think I teach more of the negative side because like I said, it's not innate and it more is the difference maker because I have been working for myself for 11, coming up on 12 years now. In 6 months, it will be 12 years that I have been 100% commission-based, whether it be selling another company's product, which was Cutco, or selling my own inventions and living completely off of podcast ad revenue, YouTube ad revenue, which is nothing, affiliate marketing, also nothing. And then, of course, selling courses, various coaching programs, agency work. I've had 3 e-commerce companies in the last 6 years, and I'm only living off of that. And the thing is that if you're running your business properly, you're supposed to take as much of that money as possible and throw it back into the business. As I have, I've almost become addicted to business expenses because they're write-offs. And I'm like, whatever, if it could grow the business. And hey, it gives me data even if it doesn't. If you caught my last episode, I talk about how it's necessary to have this mindset that you're spending money to get data before you can spend money to make money. Either way, you're almost living broke just so that you can pursue your entrepreneurial dreams. You are trying to come out here and say, I am trying to solve the world's problems and I can do it better than anyone else, or at least good enough for me to exist and make an income, and I'm going to do it. So my wildest condolences, I'm going to look up some definitions after this, to all of you pursuing your business. I can get very rough on this podcast saying, hey, you're not going to make it, blah, blah, blah. And then I do that because that is what I genuinely feel will help you more, is that kind of straight talk. That direct motivation is more necessary. If you can't get over the barrier of a random guy on a podcast telling you that they're not sure if you're going to make it or not, then you're not going to be able to get over when your friends and family tell you to, why don't you just apply for another job? Because it sounds like your business is not going that great. It sounds really rough. It sounds like you're really stressed. Why don't you just get that resume ready? And I know how deep that can cut to entrepreneurs, because your family doesn't really understand what they're saying when they say that to you. And, you know, it can be a harsh blow, and you definitely learn how to just deal with it over time and not take it personally as much as you can. But I just want to say I relate to every single one of you out there on a deep level where it comes to pursuing your dreams and not having everyone in your life be on board. And for that reason, you do need that these instances in your life to fuel your motivation just as much as someone saying, hey, I really believe in you, to help you out, all right? And that's why picking a partner in entrepreneurship is extremely necessary. If you look at Alex and Layla Hormozi, they grow their business more because of each other. And if you imagined Alex was just with some hot girl because he can get her because of his status and situation, and he just gets some girl that's really hot, but she is not on board, right? It's the, as Alex puts it, it's the quarterback and the cheerleader model rather than, you know, someone else playing out on the field with you. He's like, yeah, I've got my cheerleader, but yeah, I'm just off to the grind all day, and they never fully understand what I'm going through, but they're always here for me and they're that support system. And that can totally work too, but that's just not what he's looking for. And for a lot of entrepreneurs, even if you do have that scenario, right? Or it could be the girl, you know, and then the guy, the girl's the entrepreneur and the guy doesn't really get entrepreneurship. Absolutely, that can happen. I have a friend that spoke to on the podcast recently, actually, that had that dynamic. And actually, there's been multiple women that have been on this podcast that have had to leave their relationships because their husband did not get how to support them. And it's very frustrating because there's a lot of mindsets in entrepreneurship that if you have to explain it to your partner, it is pretty detrimental to a relationship. My friend Brooke one time, she said she was dating this guy that she's a coach. And he said, why wouldn't someone just go to college? Why would they buy your coaching program? And I mean, saying something like that is like there's no turning back from. So being an entrepreneur does make relationships difficult because there's certain mindsets that they have to get. And if you have to explain it to them, you know that even if they say they get it, they're just not ever fully, like, you know that another situation like that is just bound to happen eventually. Because obviously anyone who's been to college and been to entrepreneurship knows that going to college is the worst possible investment that you could make into learning how to run a business. It is absolutely at the very, very bottom in terms of ROI. Nothing you learn there will be relevant by the time you get out. And you'll take so many extra like credits in history and all this other shit. And also none of those contacts will mean anything to you. That's the other thing. People are like, it's good for networking. Yeah, if you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, you'll meet other people trying to climb the corporate ladder. But unless those, just because you know those people, if they don't know you as a damn hard worker, because you slacked off in college, then that contact also doesn't mean shit, right? And if you knew you were in college and you're like, this is stupid information, you're probably going to slack off. So just because you know them doesn't mean like, I'll get you hired at my job, right? So the contacts you make in college are mostly shit anyways, as far as career, it's just, you know, friends. But, you know, basically I just want to say fuck yeah to everything you're doing, and don't forget to enjoy how far you've come. Because I love this quote. It's, remember when you wanted what you currently have.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Think back to the time where you so badly were thinking, as soon as I get here, I'll be happy. As soon as I get here, I'll feel successful. I'll feel confident. Have you already passed that? Because maybe you're a full-time entrepreneur. Maybe you're not making that much money, but you're making enough to be full-time. Or you've just stuck with it for a certain length of time. You've been at it for 3 years. Well, 3 years ago, if you knew that you were going to stick with it for 3 years, would that have been like all you would have needed to hear at that moment to be happy, confident, whatever emotion would come from it? And a lot of times we forget to feel those positive things along the way because humans are built to just always want more. And that is beneficial to always growing, of course. But I think at this point of the year is you really want to look back and say, look how far I've made it. And then I also say, there's 8 days left, baby. What else can I do? So I really do like to head into the new year with momentum. And then first couple weeks of January, I kind of relax, but I also, you want to keep up all of the habits that brought you to where you are. Because this is a big trap, and something that we used to say in Cutco is that your goals for the year are hit or missed in January. So there's two sides to this. If you have been pushing and pushing and pushing, like I have been on an absolute tear, my friends, 10-hour days, 3 months in a row now. I've barely had any breaks. I go to random concerts and stuff. And by the way, I love going by myself, and that has been one of the biggest breakthroughs for me last year. I'm going to touch on that real quick. Is for any of you out there that are online entrepreneurs that feel like you just don't have any contact with people, and maybe you're extroverted like myself, and you were used to working with people all day, and now you're just like sitting at the computer. Maybe you go to a coffee shop, but it's not like you're sparking conversations there all the time. Like for the most part, you're very alone, right? It's a lonely path. There is no greater hack than going to events by yourself. This is the key, okay? Because anytime there's a concert, I don't invite anyone even. I don't want anyone to go with me. I want to go by myself. If you strapped a GoPro to my head to the last few concerts I've been to, you'd be like, holy shit, you're a master of social skills. And I pretty much am at this point. Not kidding. You could strap a GoPro and you could know what the fuck I'm talking about. But a lot of it is because I didn't come with these anchors as in my friend group, right? So yeah, it's not like I don't like going to things with friends, but I swear it's even better to go alone and then just hop between friend groups. You have to be very good socially to be able to do this. But once you learn this skill, you will have complete control of like what the hell you do all the time, and you'll never be alone because you'll be like, I'm going to go to a bar by myself. And within 5 minutes, I'll be in a conversation. Okay. Like I went to a bar on Halloween and my friend was like half an hour late. So I just went up to some people at the bar. I was like, hey, can I talk to you guys until my friend gets here? They're like, sure. Like it's that fucking easy. Like everyone is like dying for human communication and new friends. And as long as you can either be funny and or take an interest in other people's lives, there's not much more to it. Okay. Take a genuine interest in other people. That is an ultimate hack from my last year. So sorry if I'm going off on tangents here. I'm kind of using this podcast in a way to reflect on my own year. There's a lot of this podcast for me has been therapeutic because whenever I just have all these thoughts in my head, I'm just like, I'm taken to the mic. I'm going to put it out there. But yeah, guys, so going into next year, there's two sides of it. There's like, give yourself like a little bit of rest, like whatever you need. Like don't feel like, oh, it's mandatory. You have to take rest. If you don't need it, then you do not need it. But because a lot of goals are made or you know, hit or not with what you do in January, because it is a long month. It's a 31-day month. And all of a sudden, if you slack off in all of January and then you go into February, which is a short month, and now you don't have much motivation, and you say, okay, cool. All right, let's get this year going. All right, it's February. Fuck, I gotta, all right, let's figure this out. Then maybe you get momentum by March. And for a lot of you, when you look back at your year and you say, dang, I barely missed it, if you had two more months, you would have hit it. And those 2 months are easiest to lose in January, February. So take this momentum and bring it into next year. Just because you need a break doesn't mean you need complete days off, multiple days off in a row. Does not mean you need to go on a vacation, even though you can do it. But if you do go on a vacation, make sure you do the minimum tasks to keep your business's momentum where it is, and to make sure that you're not just completely dissociating. That usually is not going to be what you need or what you want. I think it seems like, oh, that, yeah, that's why we're working, right, to get that time off. But the only way to really make entrepreneurship work long term is if you love the hobby of what you are doing. So you're gonna, like, if you really feel like, I just need to get the fuck away from everything, like, I don't wanna, I'm deleting every social media for a month, no one talk to me. If you're thinking that, you probably are in the wrong business to begin with. But yeah, 2024, start to get a plan for it now too. And I would recommend that on January 1st, you even do some things to prepare what this year is going to mean for you. And what I have loved doing for this last year is I base my entire game plan around three words. So I actually got my first tattoo in June, and it's very simple. You can probably see it on my YouTube channel when I like raise up my arm, just on my forearm, and it's three lines. Okay. Like, I'm not an artsy dude. Like, even like the things that I would want that are artsy, I'm just like, I know I'm not going to want this in a few years. Like, oh, it's a sword. Like, there's just not any symbology that is super meaningful in my life that I wanted on my body. Even though I've wanted a tattoo for a while, I just never really could wrap my head around putting something on my body permanently. And in the end, I finally said, dude, I want fucking just three lines, like parallel lines that wrap around my arm. And what it means is whatever the fuck I want it to mean. Each line means a different word. And I look at it like the levels of my life at the moment. So this last year, the first level was forgive. The second level was focus. And the third level was attract. And those are my three words. It's kind of the year, but it's like, hey, if I'm still like, you know, accomplishing these three words into January, February, then, you know, it's the timeline is whenever I feel like I've moved past the challenge of the three rings, as I like to say. Like, I'm like, these three rings, because rings sounds cooler than lines, even though they're lines. I say, as soon as I get past these three words, then I can set the new words. So the meaning of this tattoo will always change. To other people, it will just look like I've just got some very basic geometry on my arm, and I think it looked kind of sick. But to me, it will always be a reminder of like, where am I right now? I'm like, which level of am I on? So like, forgive, like I needed to forgive myself for self-sabotaging things like the relationship that I told you about that happened exactly 1 year ago today. And other things that I realized, like every time things start going well for me, I self-sabotage. What is going on? And I needed to forgive myself for that first so that I could truly focus, which is the second level, which is why I've been on an absolute tear building two new businesses going into next year. I'll let you know what they are right now too. One of them is a product called Back Knee Bar. You can find it on Amazon. It is a soap bar formulated for treating body acne. I ordered 600 units and I got them in October, and I have already sold out of them. So I've got 1,200 units arriving at my house in 3 days, and I'm going to sell the fuck out of them. The other one is a marketing agency for wedding photographers. So subscribe to the show if you'd like to hear more about those businesses, but I'm going to run with those two, and those are going to be what I'm doing next year. And I needed to focus because, to be honest, the podcast industry is on the decline. So me coming up with a new business game plan was very necessary this last year, and I tested 5 different businesses to arrive at these 2 businesses. And I'm so grateful because my goal was to get 3 paying clients for the wedding photographer industry, and this goal and my year would be a success in line with my with business. And 2 days ago, I got my 3rd paying client. So boom, I fucking hit the goal. That's what I do, baby. I always hit my goals in December. And I hope you do too, because the more you don't hit your goals, the harder it is to believe in yourself. And the more you hit your goals, the more you just get so sure you can do whatever the hell you want with your life. So set yourself up accordingly. And yeah, this third line is attract, which is, hey, once I've got these businesses built and I've got finances completely taken care of and, you know, just the foundations of my life a little bit better, especially after I have ditched marijuana, Adderall, alcohol, fantasy football, and also I sold my Rolex was another thing. So it was like my way to like have material possessions mean a bit less to me. So I gave up a lot this last year. Okay, like if you don't know, like I smoked marijuana every second for 13 years. Okay, like all like podcasts 1 to 300, like I'm pretty much high in all of them because it just became me. And I realized that I needed to stop having this anchor tied to my life. And that led to me saying, let me get rid of alcohol too. Cause like, I just don't need it like to be social. So now I like on New Year's Eve, I'm going to a concert. Like I'm not going to do anything. And I don't even have a desire to, it's not going to be like, damn it. Don't drink. Don't fucking do it. Like I just like, do not want it. And I feel so great because there is nothing that will be tied to your entrepreneurial success more directly than, maybe you're thinking how many hours you work is what I'm going to say. Maybe you're thinking, I'm going to say how smart you are. It's how well you know yourself. And any addiction covers up a layer of who you are. So that's why that was a big part for me this last year. And now that I've focused long enough, the next phase is attract. And I feel like I'm almost there. But once I've got into my full attract mode, I will reset the 3 lines and come up with 3 more. So that's what my tattoo means, but you don't need a tattoo in order to set 3 words. So if I would leave you with an action plan right now and going into next year, it would be to say, what 3 words are going to be the difference maker for me next year? And first and foremost, though, answer what 3 words would have recapped my last year? What 3 words serve as the perfect story to telling your 2023? If you had 3 words to tell your story, what words would those be? And in what order too? And as soon as you're ready, it could be January 1st, it could be January 20th. Don't let it get to February, though. Set your 3 words for 2024 and remember them when it comes to October, December, and remember them throughout the year, because it's a lot of times it's hard to remember. Like what were all those New Year's resolutions? But if you just remember the 3 words that if you were to make your story in 2024 about those 3 words, that it would be an absolute win, then it's a lot easier to keep reminding yourself of. And you could put it as your wallpaper on your phone. You could put it in a note section. You could write it down. I certainly write it down somewhere, even if you don't like keep it around you, just write it down to make it a little bit more real. And as long as you keep around that, then success is just going to happen eventually, my friends. I'll give you all these little tactical things around, you know, with the rest of the episodes to increase your pace of play by 1 to 5%. But ultimately, if you don't have this overarching purpose and macroscopic action plan, then these little hashtag things aren't going to really do anything. So make sure that you're in line and in tune with your higher purpose. Because also when you're in tune with your higher purpose of like, hey, look, these are the big things that I need to accomplish in this year, then a relationship not working out will not hurt you nearly as much as it would if you were off purpose. Failures in business do not hurt you when you're on purpose. If someone rejects you on a cold phone call, but that doesn't matter nearly as much as you becoming a seven-figure marketing agency owner so that you can take care of your family, then obviously, like, that rejection of someone hanging up on you doesn't matter anywhere near that purpose that you have. So the key to making all these life setbacks not hurt you as much is to get more on purpose. So I hope all of this resonates with you guys. Subscribe, review the show, would really appreciate it. And I will be running this show for the minimum of all throughout 2024. We will still be going. Like I said, the podcast industry is a little shaky right now. And I've come out with two other podcasts to try to do it. I've spent a ton of money on advertising. I've literally done every fucking strategy under the sun and then some to make sure this show grows. But the reality of the situation is that the world is just kind of moving into different forms of content more percentage time is being spent on other things, especially TikTok. Like, TikTok's the shit, okay? Like, Instagram is fucking boring compared to TikTok, honestly. So make sure you're fucking on there by now if you aren't already. Like, what the fuck are you doing? So yeah, there's my last little bit of negative motivation thrown at you. What the fuck are you doing? It's your life. We're all going to die. Have some fun with it. And whatever struggles you are going through, in the end, you'll probably see as perfect because they were exactly what you needed.